listener production.
Major flooding possible for the northeast today. A man leads police on a pursuit through the Goulburn Valley in a truck, and a popular Gippsland campsite is being shut down. Hi, it's Lee Jollo with a local news update. Rain with a possible thunderstorm across the region. We're heading for tops of 20 in Albury-Wodonga, 21 in Shepparton and 18 in Warragul. We'll be keeping an eye on the rivers today with a heap more rain likely. We're bracing for possible flooding. The worst of it is coming to the border northeast with areas of major flooding possible from this afternoon. Jenny Sturrock at the Weather Bureau says a number of minor to moderate flood warnings and watches remain in place.
Right along the Murray, right into northeastern parts of the state as well. And of course, with these warmer temperatures, it's also accelerating the snow melt. So that's also a factor too for the northeast parts of the state.
There's also a flood watch current for the Campaspe, Goulburn, Ovens and King, Upper Murray and Mitamita rivers. A court has heard a man stole a milk tanker at Cobram after filling out a job application and leaving it at the truck company office. He went on to lead police on a pursuit that ended up at Tobilk, some 130 km away. Baruga's Matthew Lawrence Long pleaded guilty to charges of dangerous driving while being pursued by police, damaging an emergency services vehicle, burglary, theft, being a prohibited person, possessing an imitation firearm, and possessing a drug of dependence. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison with a non-parole of 2 years. There was strategy involved by Daniel Andrews confirming he'd stay on for another full term as Premier should Labor win the upcoming state election. That's according to Monash University political lecturer Dr. Gary Garzian. He believes this will give the government clear air in the lead-up to November 28.
There's no need to talk about succession or generational renewal. The Premier's made it very clear that he's going to stand for another 4 years and continue in that role, and that will stop any sort of speculation from following him or the Labor Party during the campaign.
While the weather is woeful right now, it's expected to clear up for the weekend. Might even be nice enough to take the boat out. But take care, Lifesaving Victoria General Manager Bernadette Matthews says what many of us won't realise, October is the deadliest month of the year.
More boating-related drownings occur during October in Victoria than any other month. And we think that that's likely due to the improved weather, as we've seen, particularly over the last weekend.
Latrobe City Council's announced Idlesart Lake Narrakan Caravan Park. It's a popular spot for boating and fishing, but there are health concerns stemming from wastewater which comes from the park. Council CEO Stephen Piacente says the cost of upgrading the sewerage system was too expensive.
So obviously this decision will be disappointing for site holders and some in the community. So there's 23 site holders at the caravan park. Fortunately, there are no permanent sites in that location.
Council is looking into a new location for the park. And let's look at some sport now. A good start to the Bathurst 1000 for the local drivers yesterday. We had two practice sessions. The first one was topped by Will Davison, but behind him was Warragul's James Golding, Brad Jones Racing star Andre Heimgartner, and Albury local David Reynolds. In the second session, it was fellow border local Jordan Boyes lighting up the timesheets with the fourth fastest time. Benella's Zach Best impressed as well in seventh. Another two practice sessions today before qualifying at a quarter past four. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.